both teams, I think you guys can agree. It was a good game for each team in that they were able to play a physical brand of ball, which not every game is like that, as everybody knows. So it's good for a team to compete like that. It's a good learning tool for the loser of Sandusky. They played a real tough game. They were knocked down some huge shots at the end. I'm just curious as to what would have happened if the ball didn't hit the speaker, if the ball would have ended up in play. But it was a good, hard-fought game by both teams. Harbor Beach came out victorious, able to knock down a few clutch free throws at the end.
Clutch is for sure for Harbor Beach there. And talk about two just very random events to happen. First, the step out of bounds with the ball in the corner when you're about to shoot a three. Then all of a sudden, on the next play, you get it back, same score, and all of a sudden they hit the speaker and end the game.
I think Coach Pritchard with 5.1 seconds would like to have had it back in his end of the court. However, they had the opportunity with a little less than 2 seconds, and it was just not going to be. They shot really well. They just, I'm sure, was looking for one more shot.
One more shot is always just every coach's dream. Now let's look at the standings. Our reach now improves to 4-1. Ubley is at 3-2 as far as we know. They are at Marlette tonight. Brown City, as far as we know, is 3-2. Sandusky now moves down a slot to third place and technically second to last at 2-3. And now there's only three teams with two losses in the East. Harvey's still hanging on with that one-game lead, half-game lead, whatever you want to call it.
It's not over by a long shot.
Not at all.
And Coach Rubel knows that. And let's face it, Sandusky, they've got a nice little situation. They're going to have three home games against the league opponent. Their next game is going to be against Marlette on their own home floor. Harbor Beach, as you mentioned, is going to be seeing the road for a little while. After tonight, they're at Mayville, at Ubley, at Brown City, and that is not a gimme for anybody.
No.
Maybe Mayville just passed, but, don't call them.
Yeah, a little bit there. And as far as we know, folks, in the West, at the end of the third, last report we have, Bad Axe was leading USA. USA is number one in the West with 9 straight victories at 9-3, and in the West, they're a perfect 5-0. Bad Axe was beaten then by 3, 48-45 against the third. So it should be very interesting to end of the score there for the Hatchets and the Patriots.
Hatchets are a team that they're to be reckoned with. You never know what you're going to get when you play them, but you get their best.
Closing thoughts?
This is a whale of a ball game. It's exactly what we expected. Two quality teams, two quality coaches, two quality game plans. Only going to have one winner, though. And tonight, it was the hometown Harbor Beach Pirates who are unblemished at home.
Unblemished at home, right. Closing thoughts.
It was a great game to watch, guys. Like you were mentioning before, this is not over by a long shot for who comes out as victor in the GTE. I'm interested to see how Harbor Beach will fare on the road these next coming few games. And then with that long layoff, that might pose some problems for them coming down the stretch, but it should be fun and entertaining to see what happens.
Well, we will be at Ubley next week for the Harbor Beach versus Ubley Round 2 showdown in Ubley. Ryan, you'll be there as well, won't you?
Absolutely.
All right.
I don't know about you, Clark, but I like the sideline reporters.
It worked out nice, didn't it?
It gives a nice little input into what's actually happening outside of our little four-foot table in front of us.
You know, WLAW is the first one to ever do this in the thumb.
You said it. I just worked there.
Groundbreaking.
Well, hey, thanks, folks, for listening to our first sideline reporter-induced game broadcast here in basketball. Final score, Harbor Beach 46. Sandusky 43. Thanks for listening on behalf of Ryan Brown, sideline reporter, color commentary, John Mooney, pushing the buttons back in the studio, Mike Kaufman. I'm Clark Ramsey saying so long. We'll see you next Friday. Harbor Beach at Ubley.